in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. Good morning on this 20th of August, 8:06. Going to be another scorcher today, boy. There's nowhere to go, Rog. Justin, it's just going to be bad for another week. And they, not only, Roger, you got the heat. I mean, there's no rain at all. And so everything's dying, and you can't keep anything green. And all you folks who are into the yard stuff, this is, you know, and your water bill's going to be high because you have to use your water to keep your stuff
or
green.
Or I don't water it as much.
Yeah.
But you got to do something to it. So, but mine is not as green as I'd like it to be because I have not watered it as much.
Yeah.
But but here's the other part that I'm doing. I've let it grow tall so that it, you know, the higher it is, I think it protects the roots maybe. So
We got to give a shout out again to all those folks who have to deal with this every day.
Right.
And so we feel for you, and hang in there and be careful out there because it is something that you will get overheated very easily.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, everybody you were talking to is listening. Yeah, we know about it because we've been dealing with it for the last 2 weeks. And yeah. I think, 15 or 17 days over 100 degrees now, so it's pretty bad.
It's been, you know what? We've been lucky the last
dozen
years.
We have, if you look in general.
I think there's a few years we didn't have 100.
No, not one. 2 years ago. Yeah. Hey, we got to give a shout-out to a young man. He's 8 years old. His name is Hudson Simmons, but he goes by Huddy. Justin, you made a video for Huddy, I guess it was 8 months ago, a year ago, and just wished him the best, and he's got a today's his birthday. First of all, let's just say that
happy birthday, Huddy.
He's eight years old. His mom Bethany reminded us about his birthday today, so I think he's listening. And he's been fighting a very rare cancer, and it's like a brain cancer, and it's one of the rare things. It's a brain tumor. It's a really aggressive brain tumor. It's called DIPG. It's very rare, aggressive. He's fighting for his life, basically, and I don't know how well he's able to communicate. I understand that he can hear and understand things, and so, Huddy, we just wanted to say happy birthday to
you. Happy birthday, dude.
And, you just keep fighting.
You bet, man.
And hang in there, and a good young man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, good young man. And
thoughts and prayers
go out to him and Bethany and the family, and can't imagine. You know, we're talking about all the blessings we have, and that's tough for that family. So.
I'm sorry,
guys. Go ahead.
I just wanted to reiterate that was kind of, I was just picking at you about the cancer.
I know. Yeah.
I'm just trying to be funny.
Well, I was too.
Fun of you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. This is the kind of story that people need to spend their time and prayer on. And that I just want to make sure that, I don't know that I articulated it very well, but that's my point. Is I don't want to get attention that I didn't.
That's right.
I wasn't trying to get attention that way. Is kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I got you. And especially when you hear this story and
right. That's my point.
Yeah, that's right. I'm looking at his picture now.
I mean, you and I are just trying to make fun.
That's
radio.
Right. That's exactly.
That's exactly right. Anyway.
I'm showing Roger the picture of him. They're in Glenwood, Arkansas, and so. He's been in hospitals and all this, and so I think they finally just took him home and said, hey, we're going to just hang out here. So, Huddy, hang in there and keep fighting, and have yourself a great birthday today. And, Bethany, you guys hang in there, and just thinking about you, and hope a miracle happens. So, anyway, 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Coming up here shortly, we'll visit with Linda Mayo. We're going to visit with Danny West in the 9 o'clock hour. We can ask, too, Danny about that whole concept about – can you evaluate how good a team's going to be based on the talent evaluation, based on, you know, if you look at, you know, I hate to say the 4 or 5 stars, but, you know, the rankings of players that are, you know, we like to brag when we're like number one. Hey, we got number one recruiting class in basketball, but when we don't like to brag about it, you know.
And so, the way that I look at it, because I'm coming at it a different thing. I mean, Justin listens to other radio stations and podcasts and stuff like that to get a wide array of opinions from some of the pundits. you've gone up there and seen a practice, yeah. and you've seen what you liked as far as the coaches go and some of the players with whatever it was. For me, I'm having to listen to that,
yeah.
but I'm also looking in the paper to where they haven't got a quarterback yet.
Sure.
You know, and when they're and they're talking about you've got to hold on to the ball and you've got to do those things. So just based on those things, and I grew up with Lou Holtz, who did not give all praise to his football
team.
He would always push it away. Yeah, he would down talk and all. He wasn't talking down about them. He would just go, oh, listen, we're gonna be, we're gonna have a,
he would never brag on the team.
Yeah, and that's just the way it was back then. But anyway, so for me not to have a quarterback right now, that unless something's different, that has never been a good thing going into 2 weeks before the season. But they have to know who's going to start.
I think they do.
They just haven't told us. Now, why haven't they?
I agree.
I think
they've known since KJ said he'd come back.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Personally,
and they're paying for that. That's right.
I just think they're trying to
keep the peace.
I don't know if peace is right. Baz, you could speak on this a lot better than I could because you've been there, done that, but I don't know. It just maybe morale.
I think they wanted to make sure AJ felt like because that AJ had a shot at it, and maybe they don't feel KJ has done enough to really make it clear. And which again, that's not good if that's the case. But I think because he hasn't maybe separated himself as far as they would want, they want to go ahead and say, okay, we're just going to keep doing this to get both of them better, so both of them will keep working hard. But at some point, though, he needs to be the leader of your team. Announce him as your starter. Do it Monday. Do it after this weekend. That way you've got 2 weeks, 2 weeks to prepare, you know, for that first game against North Alabama. You know, by the way, Coach will be here at the Touchdown Club Monday. Go to lrtouchdown.com if you want to be a part of that. But I think for me, I want to know who you need to have 2 weeks of your because the quarterback is the most important player on the team. So you want to know you don't want to get close to that game and still wow we can't decide who the starting quarterback is. That's, you know.
Baz, don't you think though? Also, even if coach hasn't told them, don't you think they know who the quarterback is?
I think
that's
they do.
I think they do. Including both quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think they
I do. Would assume.
I think they do.
You know, I just, to Raj's point, Raj, you know, with me listening and reading other stuff, there's not one person, whether it be statewide or nationally, that are saying otherwise.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether everybody knows or everybody's completely wrong, I don't know, because I haven't been up there, I haven't spoken with anybody, but, I mean.
Now, and it's my point to you, from my point, you are you listen and read and hear all kinds of this. So you're out there, you're gathering all that info. Baz has been up there to this point between the three of us. He's been up there and seen some physical with the coaches, as limited as it was. Me, on the other hand, I have not. So all three of us have, to include Christian, I guess all four of us, we all have different opinions on what we think the team's going to be based on whatever info we've gathered. Mine has been gathered just from what you guys have said and what I'm reading in the paper, because I haven't gone to see them and talk to them. I talk to friends. I talk to people in the know that love the coach, you know, that think the coach is a great guy. But my point,
I do too,
and it'll go back to the fact that if Coach Pittman was still on the hill and we were talking about winning three or four games, we would be going nuts. But now that we've got a new regime up there, a new coach, it's all starting all over again. We can't, because we're looking to put blame on somebody, because we can't understand why we're not the best team in the world. So because we've got a new team, a new coaching staff and all that up there, we're not dismissing the fact that we're only going to win three or four games, max. We're just going, okay, it's a new thing. We know we got a whole bunch of new players and all this and that. So it's just based on those two things happening, we are not as upset as we used to be. There was a meme, as we would be if Coach Pittman was still up there. That's not fair to him. That's not fair to him any more than it was fair when we brought back Mike Anderson to do the basketball team because we thought he was going to be Nolan, or having Coach Petrino come back and be the head coach because we wanted what he had before. That doesn't exist anymore. And the way things used to be doesn't exist anymore. I mean, we're fanatics. We're hog fans, and we are where we are. We just want to be relevant. We talked with Joe Klein. I think it was off the air about Cignetti and what happened with Indiana. They were good, and maybe they're going to be good.
Yeah,
and
no,
be
nobody's giving them any. They've got no love after what they did last year. Nobody, I think they picked fifth or sixth. Like, okay,
well. But you know what? But they've never done. They did what they did last year. They've never done it before. So where do they? Where are they? Is that a?
They're top ten.
When does that become a fluke? You know, no, I mean, he's.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I'm saying.
First year wins, I think, 10 games.
No, absolutely. But again. We right now, there was what was the meme that we talked about it yesterday? February, I can't wait for football season. Yeah, March, can't wait for football season. April, every month, it was can't wait, can't wait, can't wait until September. This team sucks. You know, that's when but we're waiting for it.
Yeah, after 2 weeks,
right,
we're ready to season's over.
Again,
yeah.
The Cowboy and Razorback fan in me goes, this is the best time of the year because we're undefeated.
Roger, let's play.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let's play. Let's go ahead and find Factor Crap because Justin is so excited. That he gets to play Fact or Crap.
Is it fact or is it crap? You decide. Fact or Crap is brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment, founded by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison over 10 years ago. They specialize in refuge sweeper and recycle equipment. Find out more at ametrucks.com.
Right there in Poland, right down the street from where Justin is right now. Really glad to have... Daniel and Vanessa Ellison and Arkansas Municipal Equipment sponsoring this. I've got some great questions here. 661-1037. What are we playing for, Christian? Let me guess.
Yeah, go ahead and guess.
Trav tickets.
You're right.
Or you can just play for pride. You can play for pride.
And bake it. Oh, like yesterday.
Roger's got Moe's. $20 of Moe's bucks. Wow.
I want to give that away.
Wow.
Christian, can I do that? Will you let me do that?
Go ahead and do it.
Will you do it? Will you write it down and then take it down and put it down there?
Brandon LeCue. Brandon,
say it right.
LeCue.
Please, because if you're going to say Nicaragua and Venezuela, let me hear it.
Venezuela.
And?
Nicaragua.
Oh, I love it. Then say LeCue right.
LeCue.
I love it. All right, so that's what we're going to do.
Okay, we got.
Somebody tells me I can't thank you.
A combo package, Travs and Moe's?
Yeah. $20.
Yeah, so you got to.
You got to eat in there.
$20 worth of tickets to the Travs. So 661-1037. Don't be shy. To call in and challenge. These are Justin is so good at this game that he will help you.
Great.
He will help you. There's a caller there, Raj. Also, did you notice today was the day? Did you notice too, by the way, Roger? Don King is still alive.
I know.
Don King is 95 years old. Remember him, Justin, the promoter, the boxer?
Oh, yeah.
How old is he?
95.
Hair like a troll.
Hair like a troll.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, seriously,
it
think
is.
About
it.
It
is. It's exactly right.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah, so I couldn't believe when I looked at it. Born in 1931, and he's still alive. So, anyway, also I noticed on this day, Roger, this was the day that the Menendez brothers killed their parents.
Mm.
Still in prison.
Am I delusional or that's a yes.
Yes,
but
yes.
Didn't they? Wasn't it maybe a year or two ago where they almost were potentially getting out or something?
They did.
Whatever happened with that?
Roger, you watched that documentary, didn't you?
I did too. But it was like right after that maybe came out.
Felt like maybe they had a shot at maybe.
Yeah, I forget what actually what came out.
Well,
they were alleging that their parents were very abusive to them, I believe.
Right.
So it was retaliation.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, I thought legally they, I don't know. I forget. There was something going on.
I think there was also maybe their dad's sister. Somebody came out, you know, that
in their support or something.
In their support, saying that they had heard about this abuse before. Now I don't know. I mean, listen, if you're diabolical, you want to start setting a story years ahead.
I mean, they shot him up, right? It was pretty bad.
Yeah, that Netflix series that they did that was.
I believe it's a Mark Jackson card has them in the background sitting courtside at a Knicks game.
After
the murder.
That's right. Oh, boy.
The former he called yesterday.
Yeah, but
he didn't win anything.
He didn't take any prize.
Okay.
He's calling back to participate today to claim a prize. Deplorable guy. How are you?
Are you claiming a prize today or
stacking
are you just stacking the wins?
Stacking them wins. No. I'll take the Moe's, and it's not 105 degrees anymore, so I'll take it.
All right, here we go. So let our guys take a shot at this before you give us your answer, okay, deplorable guy? Here we go. All right, give me some music there, Roger. I'll turn that up a little bit. The name for a group of ferrets, I said ferrets, is a business. That's the name of a group of ferrets. Business. Roger, fact or crap?
You know, the fun part is that I just read about the name for elephants, a group of them. You know what it's called?
What is it?
A pride.
Pride, that's right.
Yeah. And in the same article, I read that that is what ferrets are.
You said so it's crap. You said
no. What'd you say?
I said a business.
It's a fact.
Okay. Justin Moore, fact or crap?
I know Raj. I know his heart. It's in the right place. He's really trying to help deplorable guy win, and I don't have a clue. So I'll go with Raj.
Roger says fact. All right, Christian, what do you
think? And Justin says fact.
Yes.
It is called a business.
Deplorable guy, the name for a group of ferrets is called a business. Fact or crap?
It is definitely a fact.
The name for a group of ferrets is a business is a fact. I've never heard of it. Never heard of that. Business.
I haven't either.
I will say, I think elephants are just herds. Lions are prides.
Oh,
yeah, lion is pride. When you said that, I was going, I never knew that.
Roger's wrong. Nobody's correct.
I was still believing Roger.
Nobody correct.
You know what?
But he was right about ferrets.
You know what? But here's the deal. You're absolutely right. It was lions. Elephants are a parade. They're a parade. Maybe, yeah. It starts with a P. It was a parade. So I misspoke.
It
was
okay.
It was true. It's true about. So I did misspeak. I'm glad you guys went with me on that one because I was confident in my
answer.
Mistake.
Maybe. One more to go here for the win, deplorable guy. The TV show MASH was set during the Korean War. It lasted, the TV show, pretty much exactly as long as the war itself. Fact or crap? We'll go with Justin Moore first. Fact or crap?
I want to say that, oh, gosh, which war? Korean War, you said?
Yes, Korean War. Give us your answer. You have too much time to Google.
I would say, yeah, as many of these as I got wrong. I would say it's not a fact. I say
it's crap.
Deplorable guy, I have no idea, man. It seems like it aired too late to me.
Christian,
what
do you say? Fact or crap?
I'm going to say crap. I think MASH ran longer.
Roger?
That was what I thought. Reason.
Yeah. I think, and they never declared it a war. It was a conflict. They never declared it a war. It was a police action.
We do that when we lose.
That's exactly what we didn't.
All right, facts crap, Roger.
And I think the Korean conflict, because that's where my father was, only lasted half a dozen or less. And I think
let's go.
MASH lasted a dozen years.
All right,
I'm going to say. That, so the question was what?
Fact or crap? That they did. They were equal in length.
No. That's crap.
Okay, what do you say, deplorable guy? Fact or crap?
Yeah, it's crap.
The TV show MASH was set. Well, here's the deal. We're taking too long to get our answers because, you know, anybody smart's Googling by the time we get through with this thing. The TV show MASH was set.
I'm dry. I don't Google.
And deplorable guy. Deplorable guy. I just said I know Roger's heart. Clearly, Baz doesn't know mine or yours. Because we're the only ones he's calling out here.
No, Roger was just as long as yours.
Yeah, but Roger's right in front of you.
It doesn't matter. The TV show MASH was set during the Korean War and lasted exactly as long as the war itself. Fact or crap is crap. The war lasted, the MASH lasted 11 years. The Korean War only lasted 3 years. Okay. So that was it. So how about that? It only lasted three. I didn't realize that until I read that the Korean War was that short, 3 years. Your dad was in Korea, right, Raj?
That's right.
My grandpa was.
Oh, is that right?
He was stationed in Germany when that happened. Now, here's the other part of it. For you to criticize Christian, Justin, and myself for our long in the tooth, if you will,
answer
and conversation, we don't criticize you for bringing this game to the forefront and doing it. You have to let us. You can't just hit us with that. You have to let us.
No.
You've got to let us spread our wings.
I asked for two words.
You've got to let us.
He's a peacock. You've got to let him fly.
You've got to let us be be a peacock. That's exactly right, Jay Bird. Listen. I mean, he's asking these questions.
You question my integrity.
Yes.
That's right.
Listen,
he questioned your integrity, deployment.
No, you got to get off the hook for this
it's
one.
It's a tactic.
You can talk your way out of anything on this show, but we're going to beat down peacocks.
It's a tactic.
We're a peacock.
The Roger Scott tactic.
It's not a tactic. I told you that it was.
You started with the elephant.
I made a mistake on the elephant, but it's a parade. I knew that. Yes, and so. I went press, so I did all those things.
I've had the rule committee call and say, "There's got to be faster."
Rules.
I'm flat out hurt.
I'm hurt for you, Jason
Horba guy. Yes,
thank you.
You basically just called me a deplorable.
Yes,
that's exactly right.
He said what he may have done a time or two, text and drive, but you don't.
No, I just you listen. Yeah, I don't know if you're there with your wife or significant other or friend, guy friend. I don't know.
But you don't let us play your game.
When we go high, you go low.
That's exactly what it is. You want us to play your game, but when we play your game, you get mad at us.
We want the winner.
We want the people to win.
Good job, deplorable guy. You're the winner.
Yeah, listen, deplorable guy. These games
you're going to Moe's, baby, and the drafts.
You cheated right alongside us.
Welcome to Moe's.
Say it loud, say it proud. Let me hear this one more time. Here it is right here. There it is.
You learned something on this show. You learned today how long the Korean War went, only 3 years, and that the match went 11.
Yeah, I knew that.
The biggest ending, right, Roger? The last show was the biggest, most watched. Is it still number one, or does it get topped by the most watched final episode?
Seinfeld. I don't remember.
Did Seinfeld top it?
I don't know.
85 million?
Seinfeld won. I think so.
I don't know. I think
not only did you learn that it lasted 3 years, but you also learned that we have zero character.
We're all cheaters
on this show. Yeah.
Get out of here. Go claim
Thanks
your prize.
Hold on. Let Christian get your information, dude. Thank you. And thank you to Brendan.
Roger, let's go ahead and take a break. Come back. We'll have Melinda Mayo. Also, too, did you see about Harry and Meghan? Moving back to the UK. Wow.
Yeah.
So the experiment didn't work as well.
You knew at some point that was going to happen.
I thought
well,
so
they're
too.
Not going back to be a part of the family. They're not going to go back and live on the ground. That's right. Right now, they're not going back to live on the grounds and any of that. They want to go back because Daddy has got cancer,
right.
So they want to they want to be around him.
They're rolling
the King Charles.
And I think the Netflix money is running low.
Justin, you ever heard of a performer called Carly Pierce?
Yeah, I know Carly.
Yeah, so she when we come back, we'll visit after we visit with Melinda. She gave the unique reason why she broke up with her. One of her guy boyfriends. It's interesting, and it was good that she did break up with this guy if he was doing what she accused him of. All right, don't go away.
Gotcha.
National Radio Day. We're glad you're with us. Don't go away.
Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
This is SportsCenter.
In college football news, a Louisiana court granted 16 players a temporary restraining order against the NFL, which would allow several players who have signed an NFL contract to return to college football. August 30th is cut day for NFL teams. Players must be waived or released by teams by September 1st to return to college. In Major League Baseball, the Mariners bounced back from getting beat by the Brewers 22-0 on Tuesday to win 7-5 last night. Despite the 61-67 record and a rough season from star catcher Cal Raleigh, who's batting 156 and 334 at-bats, the Mariners are just 4 games out of first in the AL West and 3 games out of the final wildcard spot. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special, $5. Your choice, sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
Thursday, expect temperatures reaching the triple digits once again, with heat index values approaching 108 degrees in Little Rock. We'll have partly sunny skies with a chance for some showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening. One or two of those could be strong to severe. And then overnight Thursday night into Friday morning, temperatures drop into the mid to upper 70s. By Friday, expect mostly sunny skies with temperatures in the upper 90s, feeling like the triple digits. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Arkansas Storm Team Meteorologist Jenna Warner.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday, as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level, and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Hey, baseball fans, the Major League Baseball season is in full swing, and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head on over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of Major League Baseball. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, this is Justin Acri. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell from Bell Chevrolet. We are generations of families helping generations of families do life. For more than 100 years, Arkansas has counted on us for a fair deal and people who take the time to get it right. We've helped new families, growing families, and hardworking people find the right vehicle for more than a century. Come see why it really is better at Bell. Save now on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things late.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Just 17. All right, it is 8:33 on this Thursday, August 20th. It's going to be another scorcher today, so be careful out there. Just before we go to Melinda Mayo, Justin, got to give a shout out to you and Kate's three girls. Roger announced yesterday the Pawn High School homecoming royalty was announced, and all three of the board girls are in it. Klein Moore, 7th grade maid. Ella Moore, 11th grade maid. And the Princess Kennedy Moore. So, well done. So, Daddy's going to be busy that night escorting. Ryder, will you be out there to be a part of that?
A lot of corsages.
Yeah, I will be. So, yeah, that'll be good.
I did notice.
It's an expensive homecoming for me.
That's okay.
Three dresses.
That's okay. That's why you work hard. That's why you work hard.
Yeah.
Also, I noticed, too, the Queen, Roger and Justin. I mentioned the princess is Kennedy Moore.
Yes, Barry's daughter.
Yeah, Belle Grooms. Yeah. And, didn't we meet her, Roger? Didn't we meet her last year?
Yes. You guys talked to her about
very sharp. Washington,
Barry,
the D.C.
Very sharp.
Yeah,
sharp. Really, really good kid. I think y'all were doing a remote from
Highway 270 Grill.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, she's a really good kid. She and Ella are friends. But Barry actually texted me yesterday, and he goes, something to the, if I'm paraphrasing, something to the effect of, just when I was feeling bad about myself, I look over and you've got about three homecoming dresses. Something to that effect. I was glad I can make you feel better, pal.
That's one thing you won't mind. That's one thing you won't mind spending money on because you're proud of him. I know. So that's a cool thing, and for Barry too. All right, let's bring in the Melinda there, Roger Dodge.
No, Mr. Belafonte, it's Mayo. Mayo, Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem. Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Justin, just wait till you have three weddings to pay for.
Good point. Don't remind me. Good point.
Congratulations, though, to those girls.
Thank you.
All right, you're an expert in all things weather, Melinda. Even though you've retired from the game, how do you say? I know that you know. What are you seeing now? And I guess yesterday, what you said was the hottest day in 3 years for us. Is that right?
Yeah, almost. So the hottest day in 3 years, we hit 107 yesterday. So we beat the daily record for that date, which was set back in 1962. The record was 105, so we went ahead to 107. Yeah, hottest day in 3 years, hottest day of this year, obviously. And we've now had 16 days in a row with 100 degrees or more.
That's brutal.
So we went back and looked at some of the summers where we had a lot of days at 100 or more. In 2012, we had 29. So that was a hot summer back in 2012.
Wow. Yeah, that's
nuts. It's just, man. So what I can tell you is it won't be 107 today and the next few days. We've got a front trying to kind of sag down into the state. And it's just going to take the edge off the heat. I can't promise much relief, but today, about 102 instead of 107. Wow. So better, not great. Hard to believe. We're thankful for even that. It looks like 100 or greater probably for another week. And then it looks like we come down at least to the upper 90s. So that's a good thing. A 30% rain chance today. Keep your fingers crossed. I think the southern, central, and south Arkansas had the best chance of that. We actually had a little rain in north Arkansas yesterday, but hopefully that'll work down here today.
So I didn't know this. Roger was talking about water restrictions in different cities. You said Conway has put one out to say you're only allowed 1 day per week to water your yard. Is that right? Is that what Conway's done?
1 day a week. It's on the weekends, and it depends on your house number whether you get the water on Saturday or Sunday. So they just put this out yesterday. If you have an even house number, you can water on Saturday. If you have an odd house number, you can water on Sunday only, 1 day a week. So that's not going to be enough, really, to keep your grass green at all.
Interesting.
I wonder. Is that with or without a gated neighborhood?
Yeah, that's interesting. What about this? No hurricanes this year, huh?
Man, I mean, where is our hurricane season, right? Usually by now we're talking about it, not that we want, you know, big hurricanes, but sometimes a tropical system this time of year coming up into the Gulf, hopefully not too bad, is our rainmaker this time of year. And we don't even have that working for us. So we've only had three kind of short-lived named storms so far. We've had Arthur, we had Bertha, because remember we played Bertha's song, and then we just briefly had Cristobal. I've heard it both ways. And that's all we've had, so we're behind. So this is the quietest start to a hurricane season since, like, 1998. Wow. So the quietest hurricane season this century. And really, we were expecting it to be a slow one because of El Nino. I don't know if y'all have heard about, you know, El Nino versus La Nina. It's these weather patterns. But we're in an El Nino. It's considered to be pretty strong. And what it does is it puts a lot of wind shear over the Atlantic. So if there's a lot of wind shear, those storms just can't develop. It kind of shreds them apart before they really get going. So most of the experts say that's one of the reasons why it's just been a really quiet year.
Well, tonight, Roger is doing trivia at Mainline Sports Bar. So if you have not done trivia and you're in that area, go check him out. It's really a fun hour and a half of activities there of brain work and eating and drinking. And you also have something that's become very popular, Melinda. Your line dancing sold out the first class, and you sold out the next one, right?
Who would have thought that line dancing would be my second career? Oh. But hey, you know, the VFW called and said, would you consider doing this just on Sunday afternoon? So we decided we're kind of limited by the room. We think it holds about 50 to have room to see and to dance a little bit. We got 50 last Sunday. I mean, sold it out 2 days before. We had a great time. My oldest student was 92 years old.
I saw that. Very nice.
Yes, she is a dog. She had her cane and a hand on a chair, and some of the gentlemen came through and made sure she kept her balance, and she was doing it. I mean, she was out there doing the electric slide. So we did the electric slide. We did a same old two-step, which isn't quite as known. I'm trying to look for really easy ones right now,
sure,
you know,
sure.
Because this is beginners. So we're going to do it again this Sunday. We just sold it out as well. I feel like Justin Moore selling out concerts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, thanks,
So we've added a second class Sunday for anybody who still wants to sign up. So we're going to do the first one 3 to 4 in the afternoon, the second one 4:30 to 5:30. So just head to my Facebook page. I think people just know it's low pressure. It's all beginners. It's just to have fun. $15 ahead. So, yeah, I'm thrilled that people have shown up.
You know, the last time me, Roger, and Justin, and actually Greg Hatcher and our significant others, we went to a play. We went to see Wicked, and that was the first time I'd seen Wicked. And I know you're going to see Hamilton next week. Justin and Roger and Christian, did I already ask you guys, have you seen Hamilton on stage?
You have not asked me that.
I have not seen it.
So what about you, Justin?
I haven't, no.
Wow, I thought maybe Justin, since you seem to see more plays.
Theater guy.
What is it?
He's theater guy.
So this is your second time seeing it, Melinda?
Actually, this will be my first to see it on stage. It's the second time it's come to Little Rock. So they made a big deal on 4th of July, like a few years ago. It was aired for the first time on Disney Plus, like on television. Mm-hmm. It was actually a recording of the original cast, Lin-Manuel Miranda, of course, playing Hamilton. So that's the only time I have seen it, is that one time on Disney Plus. If you have Disney Plus, you can watch it all the time. So it came to Little Rock, I think it was 2021, 5 years ago. We were just coming out of COVID, just barely. So I think everybody had to wear a mask. I chose not to go. We were still kind of being careful here at the Mayo House. And so I'm excited to go see it for the first time on stage. People say seeing that versus just watching it on television is a big difference.
Well, let me tell you. So, Roger, I tried to watch the television version.
Of the play.
And so I struggled to understand what they were saying. I don't know the history of this story well enough to know what in the world's going on. I feel like that's maybe why I made a C in history, maybe in school. I don't know. But do you know all the details of the Hamilton story, Roger Scott?
I know that he was killed by a sitting vice president.
Yeah, that's all you know.
You don't
know the detail. But well, you got a 2-hour play. You got a lot to cover there. So
they use a lot of.
I don't know anything besides like Aaron Burr killed him.
But you got to make a 2-hour play out of it, yeah, Melinda.
So you're singing, you're dancing, and
did you have it? So
putting on powdered wigs.
It was tough for
What's
me.
That
to,
fun?
It was tough for me to understand. I don't know. Maybe I need to read the words of the songs before I go, so I can.
Was there anybody flying? No.
Not like Wicked.
Was there a green person?
Yeah, that was. Do we like Justin and Roger? Did we like Wicked the play?
I did.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
Well, I don't know about you.
We like, I think we like the first. I like the first half better than the second half.
No, you did.
I've always heard the first half.
No, that's you.
That's you. I said it was me.
Yes, you did.
I said I didn't like the second half.
You said we.
Oh, I did.
And you said we.
Yeah.
I don't remember
you
saying that.
Well, you just did it.
I don't remember what I said 10 seconds ago.
I don't remember what I said as I'm saying the opposite.
So, Melinda, also in your notes, I see you've got some.
God bless Jessica. I can't imagine ever winning an argument with you. It's just not possible. It's not possible.
It's not.
Makes her stronger.
oh, my God.
Bucky's. So, Melinda, you have a history with the beaver over at Bucky's.
Oh, hey! Whoa!
What was in his protein bar this morning that he's not even a third of the way through?
That's right.
I'm going to ask her that question again.
So what's the history there, Belinda?
Of what?
Well, so Bucky's, of course, we're all excited that it's here in Arkansas, our first one. So it actually began as a little convenience store. I mean, a little convenience store gas station in my sister's hometown, Lake Jackson, Texas. So I have been to the first ever Bucky's. Probably, 20 years ago, I looked up when she ran in to get our icing, because you got to get the icing, and I thought, well, that's an interesting logo, kind of a big Bucky beeper, and lo and behold, that was what became Bucky. So Beeper Applin, who is the co-founder, he has a partner, but he does most of the new businesses. He was the one here at the grand opening.
Right.
So he was kind of nicknamed Bucky as a kid. He had a dog named Bucky. He loved this little beaver. It was Ipana toothpaste, like back in the 50s and 60s. And it was kind of a Bucky beaver mascot. He loved that. So when they started to say, hey, we could actually make these a big deal, he named it Bucky's because of all of that. So that's where it all began. Bucky,
wow, I didn't know that.
Beaver Applin. Yeah, Beaver Applin actually goes to my sister's church. So
you know what?
The original Bucky.
That toothpaste thing, now that you're saying that, useless information. There is a part in the movie Grease where a couple of the girls, one girl is even mocking and making a brushing your teeth motion with her finger, talking about a beaver and all. I had no idea. That all just popped into my head.
Wow. The jingle was brush-a, 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 brush-a.
That's in Grease.
Yes. That's it. Yep.
How about that? Small world. Well, go ahead and thank your fine sponsor there. That they're having to really struggle to help people in their yards survive.
They are. I mean, they're getting so many calls. What do I do? You know, it's just drought. The heat combined is just killing my grass. So if you are allowed, they say water at least 2 inches a week. I know Conway's not going to allow that, but if you can, 2 inches a week, so water often. Zoysia shows the heat damage sooner than Bermuda, so especially water that. Cutting your grass, like Roger said, leave it a little bit higher because that protects the roots. Yeah, it's a stronger plant if it's a little bit higher. Have those blades dark. You don't want a dull mower blade. And they say really just the best, healthiest shape you can get it in now helps it through the winter. If it's damaged by this heat and drought, it's not going to do as well when we get cold, snow, or ice. So, you know, what you got at the end of the season makes a big difference. So that's why you need to give them a call, because they'll get it looking great. I posted a picture of mine yesterday just to say, hey, you can still have good grass if you've got the right people. So that's Sanders, 501-315-9395.
Thanks, Melinda. Stay out of the heat today.
Guys.
Talk to you next week.
Will do. All right, go Hogs.
Go Hogs. What are we going to? Tom T. Hall.
He killed himself.
Killed himself on this day.
On this day. I was trying to see.
Wow.
I didn't know he killed himself.
I didn't either.
You know what? Yes.
Wow.
Well, he died on this date, but he did die by his own hand. Yes. Indeed. You know what, Justin? I'm telling you, go back and look. Look at all the folks that have done that, committed suicide in country music, and I only say that because you go down a rabbit hole, and I mean, you know.
See, off the top of my head, I couldn't think of any. Except for the Minnie McCree.
Minnie McCready, the judge mom. Tom
Oh,
G. Hall.
Yeah. I forgot about her.
Who's the guy that when she's acting single?
Oh, Gary Stewart.
He committed suicide because his wife, go ahead and fix that, Christian. He committed suicide after because his wife passed, so he did the same thing. It's a horrible
thing. Didn't know that either.
Horrible thing. All right, we'll go to break now.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford? So we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling Dodge Ram trucks for discounts we have never offered before. Come in and let us lower your payment on your new vehicle. Did you know that the new Dodge Ram truck has a 100,000-mile or 10-year warranty? That's a great warranty. Folks, also, I want to offer a free warranty on all used car retail sales. Remember, others don't show you the price on the windshield. Everyone gets my best price with no hassle. As we say on TV or radio, our best prices are posted online and on the windshield. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood on Warden Road. We welcome your business. Thank you.
Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock is hiring diesel technicians. If you have your own tools, an understanding of diesel systems, and enjoy working as part of a team, they want to hear from you. Offering up to $45 per hour or more. A 401k, working Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Powers Truck Parts and Service, a family-owned company with a reputation for quality service and over 80 years of combined experience. Contact Chad Powers at PowersTruckParts.com. PowersTruckParts.com.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the basketball insider in Arkansas. It's Bart Reed, made possible by Martin Orthopedics, with locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village. Staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
Here's an idea. Put a damn good product on the field.
Yeah, that would make it.
I understand your point of it's not all on the players, but you know what?
Yeah.
A lot of it is. Go make a play.
Yeah.
Go make a play! I stand by that.
It is.
I approve that message.
That is good. It is a little overmodulated, Roger, as they say. But it still sounded good.
Yeah. Who, me?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just sounding that way now a little bit for some reason. I don't know what the deal is. Is that on his end or our end?
I think it may be on
his. Whose?
I think it may be on his.
Roger, we just need to turn him down on the bottom knob there. I said it. Grab that bottom knob and turn it down. Sing it, Justin.
Think you're a cowboy. The new Jesse James. But I could kick your ass. I could jack your jaw. Put you flat in the dirt, boy. Yeah, I'd have a ball. So go ahead and act tough. Like your John Wayne song. But things can change.
All right, 856. Okay, so we were talking about, before we went to break, Carly Pearce. I don't recognize her, but it was a national story along with Justin's today that she said she broke up with a guy for something that he did. I want to give each of you a guess. What do you think he did to say, once I saw him do this in front of me, you're done?
Is it a one-time thing?
It looks like it. That's all it took.
Say it again. Give me the whole thing. Who's the people?
Carly Pearce is a country music singer that Justin knows.
Okay.
She said this boyfriend she had, or this guy that she was dating, did something in front of her at their home, and she said, I'm done.
Got it.
What is it?
Sat down
at their home together?
Yep.
Sat down to pee?
Nope.
Picked his nose.
Nope. I'll give you a hint. It was his
bodily fluid.
It was the way he handled himself around somebody. Something he did was in the presence of her, in the presence of something else.
Something inappropriate in front of her mom.
No, that's a good guess. I'll tell you. She was, apparently this dude was mean to her dog.
You said somebody. That was going to be my guess.
I know. Well, I know.
I would have given it away.
I would have made it too easy.
You blew it!
So she said the guy, she had Shih Tzu.
I was going, whoa, what?
What kind of dog was it?
It was a Shih Tzu. She wrote a song about it. It's called He Don't Like My Dogs. It's on her upcoming album, Honest Woman. I was in a relationship with somebody that was not nice to Johnny. And it just like you and Kate, her dogs are Johnny and June.
That right?
Yeah, you lost one of your, June or Johnny?
Johnny.
Yeah, so she said, we kicked him out of the family. Said Lee Hatcher got it right.
I know that.
Yeah, how about that?
I have to ask her next time I see her about that.
Yeah, that was a national story
about
today.
The dogs, not about that. I don't care about the guy.
was that a yawn? Was that it? Roger, you hear that? It was a yawn mid-sentence.
It was.
I'm tired too.
Hey, thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, you covered it well. All right, Danny West coming up next.
Good news. Your next luxury getaway is only a short drive away. At Oaklawn Hot Springs, stay in a Forbes recommended resort hotel. Unwind at Arkansas's only Forbes 4-star rated spa and make dinner a destination at